Well, I'm going to talk about a very popular magazine in China named Duzhe, which in English means readers. This magazine has a long history. I'm not very sure how long this magazine has been around, but I suppose it must have a history of at least 40 years. It has a huge readership in China. My mom, for example, is crazy about this magazine, and she's been a huge fan of it ever since she was a teenager. She tells me that when she was in middle school and high school, she would read this magazine every single day. Actually, she still reads it from time to time now. I started reading it when I was in middle school, and that was the first year of middle school, actually. I had just started it, and I remember one day I came back home and I saw that my mom was holding a magazine in her hand. She gave it to me and told me that I had to read it on a daily basis. She said that it would help me expand my horizons and also improve my Chinese reading and writing. So I wasn't very happy that day because that would take up a lot of my free time. But later, it turned out that my mom was absolutely right. This magazine has helped me a lot in my later years. As for what the content is, you know, in this magazine, there are many kinds of articles, like poems, prose, short stories, jokes, and so on. My favorite has to be, you know, have to be all of those poems. For example, one poem I read when I was in high school is named Sky and Dream. It's a really beautiful poem. I used to read it every single day. Now I still read it once in a while, actually. So I dig this magazine so much, mainly because it has helped me become a better writer. Writing is not my occupation, but, you know, now I just write for fun from time to time. You know, I have a bigger vocabulary and I know more ways to write articles. Another reason is that reading it really helps me pass the time. Whenever I don't have anything better to do, I just read it.